This is a CKTZ news update.
With recent cold weather and above average snowfalls on Cortez Island these past few weeks, it's hard to say how many islanders will be flocking to snowy local ski hills this season. However, Mount Cain's ski resort north of Campbell River is expecting a repeat of last year's busy season. Erin Pickering, chairperson of the Mount Cain Alpine Park Society, explains how their COVID protocols make the ski hill ready for skiers.
This year has been off to a good start. We haven't seen the numbers that we saw in the middle of last season, for example, but we are fully booked. Our accommodations are pretty much entirely sold out for the season, although rooms do come up every once in a while. And we are expecting that there will be a little bit of wait time. This first week has been back to sort of the good old days and skiing right onto the lifts, but we anticipate that we'll likely see an increase. We are ensuring that our COVID policies are in alignment with the provincial health orders and the ski industry standards. So currently, you do not need to be vaccinated to ski at Mount Cain. However, you do absolutely need to be vaccinated to enter into our cafe and dine inside. There's takeout food available at the front window. We're encouraging everyone to consider their vaccinations, as well as we are also strongly encouraging folks to be wearing masks and staying physically distanced while they're in lift lines. Our accommodations is open to non-vaccinated people, and folks are expected to be masked while in those shared spaces unless they are eating specifically.
After digging into last year's numbers for Mount Cain, Erin later explained by email that while last season was not the hill's busiest year on record in terms of numbers of skiers, Mount Cain did track a substantial amount of new visitors. As Mount Cain is run by a nonprofit society, all skiers must buy a membership each year in order to buy a lift ticket. This is how the hill is able to track new visitors to their ski hill. Mount Cain had a record-breaking 3,118 memberships last season, compared with their next best year in 2019 at only 464 memberships. This points to over 2,600 new visitors to the ski hill last season alone. This was backed up by Cortez Islander and skier Dune Workington, who has been skiing and frequenting her Mount Cain-based cabin for the past 25 years. She observed how the hill's clientele changed since the first days of the pandemic, along with how skiers adapted to last year's closure of accommodations on the ski hill.
Yeah, I mean, last year it was busier than it's ever been before. We've never seen so many campers. It was full of campers. And yeah, it just never has let up. And so I think a lot of people bought good ski gear. When COVID hit, they couldn't go off to Thailand or, you know, Mexico or something. And so people invested in their local ski hills. And Mount Cain also, it got discovered by a different type of person. Like, we've always been a North Island ski hill. So yeah, you get people from Victoria and Comox Valley and the Outer Islands, etc., coming up here.
Mount Cain has reported excellent ski conditions since it's opened before Christmas, and all travelers are reminded that chains for your vehicle are mandatory on the Mount Cain Road. Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.